Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
The Executive Chair on News Talk.
Yes, it is a time for our executive chair. You're very welcome along. My name is Emmett Oliver. Now, the next company I'm going to introduce and the person belonging to that company are extremely interesting and very well known. So the name Repack, virtually everyone, well, I think most people would have known or come across them. Certainly most businesses would have. They're in the whole area of waste. We'll talk a little bit more about packaging and the part they're in. And the CEO, Zoe Caffney, is with me today. Zoe, welcome.
Thank you. Great Thanks to be with you this morning and delighted that your view is that Repack is well known.
You're not so sure, right?
Well, no, it's one of our ambitions actually to grow the awareness and let businesses and households know that we lead the way in managing packaging waste in Ireland.
Okay, now we'll talk about you and your career and all that, and you have a very interesting life outside the office, which we'll get to. But before we do any of that, I always like to get the guests to start off by, in the simplest possible terms now, explain what Repack does.
So,
and move into the microphone just so we can fully hear you.
Repack is a membership organisation, not for profit. We operate under licence granted by the government. And our responsibility is to facilitate the management of Ireland's packaging waste right from the point of design through its life cycle to recycling. So we take a fee in from our members and then we pivot and work with the waste industry, which is privatised in Ireland, and we fund the waste industry to recycle Ireland's packaging waste.
Yes, but at the same time, you're not the guys in the trucks in the morning who are coming to take away our bins like a panda, etc. You're different to them.
Correct. They are the businesses in private waste. And what we do is work with them to ensure that household and business bins are collected. The recycling bin is brought to a sorting centre and it is sorting out all the material into paper, cardboard components, plastic components, aluminium and steel components such they can be recycled. So we're overseeing the life cycle of packaging waste and primarily supporting Irish businesses in ensuring that they are efficient and sustainable in managing their packaging waste.
Now, before I go into your own career trajectory and so on, is there a slightly odd part of this business in the sense that we're all trying to eliminate packaging or at least minimise it, make the less of it floating around? That so you're a strange business in the sense that the commodity you're dealing with, you're trying to get, you know, shrink it back and get rid of it.
I've said to people, success for Repack actually would be to take...
Are you trying to put yourself out of business long
term? Less money off Irish businesses. We are trying to reduce the packaging footprint here in Ireland. And in fact, this is probably a good time to talk about a new regulation that's coming in. So the European Commission has the most transformative piece of regulation coming into play in 30 years. In August, the Packaging and Packaging Waste Regulation, PPWR, launches, and Repack's role is to support Irish businesses to comply with this regulation over the next 15 years. And we're going to break it down into 5, 10 and 15 year tasks. But the ambition of that regulation is to reduce packaging waste, ensure that the packaging waste that is used is more recyclable, and ultimately start introducing reuse systems. So we're engineering packaging
into the next era, the next sort of iteration of the whole clampdown on waste. Let me talk about you yourself. You've been on the other side. I know you worked with PepsiCo over many years, which I presume produces some level of packaging waste. We know a fair bit about that. So you've seen it from the company side. Does that help you to do your job, having been in those kind of roles?
Yeah, my first 16 years work experience was with PepsiCo.
Because you're an ag science graduate.
I'm an ag science graduate. And for all those Leaving Cert students at the moment, do not discount ag science. Fantastic degree, presents lots of choices. I joined a graduate training program with PepsiCo back in 1995. 16 years with that multinational, had the opportunity to be trained right across the supply chain. So it's interesting coming into the role in Repack, which was over 2.5 years ago, my muscle memory of operations in PepsiCo, watching the packaging footprint involved in producing that product has really helped me understand what Irish businesses face in trying to comply with packaging regulations. So I understand the footprint. I understand the journey of use of packaging material right through from manufacturing to the point of where you're presenting the consumer the right product. So very, very helpful
then
training.
Then you spent 13 years as the chief executive of the National Dairy Council. So there is a thread there, right? There's sort of agriculture, food, packaging.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a loose thread, but it's there.
No, it's there. And look, working in the National Dairy Council, again, a membership organisation, but working with a line of sight of co-ops and witnessing their packaging footprint. And, you know, thankfully, we produce amazing Irish dairy products here in Ireland. And at the end of the day, we're all consumers. We all go shopping. And if I think of retailers, hospitality, food manufacturers, this new regulation is incredibly relevant to those businesses. And it helps that in me leading the way in Repack, I have a degree of empathy and insight into those businesses, knowing what does it mean to step back and look at your supply chain and effectively minimise packaging waste.
Ensure. So do you see yourself, I mean, do you see yourself as a sustainability champion cheerleader, or do you see yourself as a manager, or how do you view yourself? Because you've done a few different things. There's this sort of like the activity. You probably have never been asked this question possibly before. But
no, but my straight answer, and I always say to people, never forget we're in the people business. So irrespective of your expertise, be it sustainability, be it business transformation, be it the environmental consideration, we're in the people business. So I see myself as somebody who works with people to get jobs done. I really enjoy the stakeholder management piece, bringing different organisations together with purpose to ensure that we comply and achieve the task that's set out for us. I do think my 30 years experience has actually, you know, blended well to position me to, you know, succeed certainly with the task of supporting Irish businesses with this new regulation. So I do see myself as a people manager first and foremost. I believe that with a strong work ethic, you can learn any skill or any specialty. But it's the ability to bring people together to get a job done.
And how are we doing, I suppose, taking the overview perspective on this, how are we doing with the whole packaging thing? Because I was in here at Christmas and I was talking to another guest unconnected to your company, but they were saying, we're not getting anywhere. There's more packaging coming because of the Amazonization of the economy, more stuff being delivered to the door. I know you're mainly business, but there's the consumer part as well. So, I mean, are we getting anywhere? Has anyone got any sense of the overall mosaic here of, are we reducing the level of packaging? The economy is obviously growing. That probably has an effect on the amount of packaging we're generating. And here in Ireland, we're importing a lot of our consumer goods. We're not making money, much of them. They're coming in from other markets. So are you sort of optimistic or pessimistic about where we are at the moment? Or are you saying there's a lot more work to do? Or where are you just sort of psychologically on the problem?
Sure. So first and foremost, we are making progress. And indications of that. So on our packaging recycling rates, we're recycling 61%. The target is 65%. Another insight, compared to the early 90s, such little amount of our waste now goes to landfill. Only 10% of waste in Ireland goes to landfill, and the ambition is to reduce that further. I think the challenge we have in Ireland is we're incredibly dependent on the role packaging plays in our lives of consumption. We need packaging. So waste generation is increasing. And that's something I believe this new regulation, which is very demanding, is going to force us to address. And that's going to be looking at waste prevention, looking at using higher recycling rates in our packaging material and introducing reuse systems. So there's going to be a complete behavior
change. And is our enemy a little bit of globalization is the enemy here a little bit, because the goods have to come from China, the US, other parts of Europe. Those companies have to get them onto ships and trucks and lorries and have to cushion them so they're not damaged in transit and all of that. So those other sort of imperatives, forget us being nice and being responsible and socially aware and all that. These companies are saying, I've got to get my computer or my iPhone or my Nike trainers to Ireland, and it has to go in this form. Is that kind of the key problem here?
Well, it's just consumers have an expectation that they're receiving their products fresh, protected, undamaged. And how do we, from a business point of view, shift from managing waste to transforming businesses and becoming much more circular in our thinking? So I think we're all about to embark on a journey collectively, both as consumers and businesses, to say that we need to rethink our systems. I'll give you an example. The regulation directly points towards minimising empty space in packaging. that, and we've all opened our doorsteps and taken in that box where something is rattling around inside. So reducing empty space, I would say paperizing a lot of our supply chains and really thinking about the reuse piece. And then within our own households, taking responsibility, using our bins correctly. Same in businesses, presenting the waste such that it actually can be captured, sorted and recycled. So I think we're moving from waste management to material governance. Businesses are going to be confronted with a lot more reporting, a lot more analysis, a lot of re-engineering of their supply chains. And I think we are going to have much better outcomes, and I think businesses will transform, and that transformation is going to give them an economic advantage. It's going to give them access to markets, because if they're not complying, they won't have market access. And ultimately, it's about brand reputation.
So that's what will drive it. One final thing before I let you go. Out of the office, you're into horse riding and eventing, which you wouldn't be doing much very pleasurable this morning with the weather, but this is your big thing outside the office.
Yeah, and I would say to people listening this morning, it's really important outside the business world you have an interest. Mine happens to be my four-legged friend. Physically, mentally, it takes me to a great place. I have a great set of friends. It's a switch-off time. It allows me to be competitive at my own level. And I think that's so important, both for mental and physical health, having good work-life balance.
Okay, we'll all cheer to that. Listen, thank you very much. Zoe Kavanagh, Repack, as I said, a very well-known company, doing a lot of different things, and more directors coming in from Europe, so that's going to drive the activity further. She is the CEO of Repack. Zoe Kavanagh, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr. Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.